Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. I'm your boy, Nate Cubs, and this week I have something a little different. For anyone who's listened to my previous episodes, you know that normally my guests are pretty knowledgeable in their specific fields of study. However, this week isn't really any different because he's one of the best musicians I've ever met. And although it's not like an academic study, it still takes a lot of thought and practice and knowledge to really play an instrument well. And not only that, my guest today plays many instruments. Off the top of my head, I know that he sings. I know he plays guitar. I know he plays bass. I know he plays drums. There may be some other ones out there, Patrick, but I'm just going to leave him out for right now. Sorry. I know he plays the Glockenspiel, for anyone who knows what that is. Anyway, my guest today is Patrick James, and he's moving to Alaska basically to make some Oprah money and wave it all in our faces when he gets back to the continental U.S. Aside from that, for anyone who knows Patrick James, you know that he's kind of a slippery fish. And not that he's a flaky person, just there's so many different people vying for his time, and everyone wants to hang out with Patrick. So if you can get a chance to meet him, then you're pretty lucky because there's a bunch of other people who want to hang out with Patrick that he has to say no to because you booked him first, basically. So anyway, I think I said everything. Patrick's a musician. We're just hanging out. He's going to play some songs for us. None of these songs are his own songs. They're all covers. And he gives credit to the original artist. But I am going to link in the show notes to his personal SoundCloud, which has a combination of covers and original songs. He's a very talented artist, and out of anyone, really, like, I've known this guy for almost 2 years. I would really appreciate it if you can support him. So without further ado, here's me, Nate Cubs, hanging out with my buddy, Pat James.
This is just me and my buddy, Pat James, chilling before he moves away for the summer to be in a much cooler environment.
Literally
a lower grade of Celsius than what we currently live in, to be doing some amazing fishing. And
well, not fishing. I'm gonna be working slimline, which is dockside, and they call it slimline because you're opening fish and taking their guts out and putting one in one bucket, the other in the other bucket, and yeah, it's from what I understand, it's pretty fucking mind-numbing. I hope it's okay to swear.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, cool. Too late anyway. But yeah, they call it Slimeline for a reason. I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool.
I know
cool.
It's going to be mind-numbing from what I hear from others who have done it, but, you know, whatever.
That's pretty rad. I don't even know why I brought that up, but I don't know if I'm even going to make this a full podcast. I asked Patrick to play some songs and asked if I could record them, so...
Yeah.
As long as you don't mind saying what the name of the song is and if it's someone else's or your own.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. This is a song by a guy named Ben Queller. He was part of a band, I can't remember what it was called, and then he was also part of another band with Ben Folds and another guy named Ben, and funny enough, they called it The Bens.
I've heard of that, actually.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? Anyway, this guy's a fantastic songwriter. I only discovered him within the last, like, 3 months or so. Anyway, he's made a hell of an impact, so might as well. Let's see. I'm gonna play, Family Tree. You're gonna have to forgive me if my vocals are a little crappy, because I had a pretty late night of drinking and smoking cigarettes all night last night, so...
Who hasn't been there?
Yeah, that's true. All right, so this one is called Family Tree. One, two, three. Asking my questions every one. Song.
I was hanging out with Megan the other day.
Yeah.
And no, I was hanging out with Brandon the other day.
Okay.
And we were just talking about how one of our favorite things about you is just like you'll come over and just and just play music for us. And sometimes like we're just all doing our own thing and you're just playing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that the other day and I was like, that's probably just like a way for you to always also practice.
Yeah, there is that. That's definitely a thing. It's funny because, like, you know, I flubbed a chord or, like, a transition in the middle of that song. I was like, whoops, you know. Obviously, it's no pressure, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care if I fuck up, you know. If I were on stage or, like, you know, if it wasn't, you know, company of friends kind of thing, I would be a little bit more... I would have been quieter about it, you know, pray nobody notices. That's what you gotta do. But, you know, when you're hanging out with your friends, like, who gives a shit? You messed up. Like,
I just love that, like, remember that time where, I think it was you and Brandon came over, and we were just, like, hanging out for a full day.
Yeah.
And there was a part where, like, we were all just, like, content with not interacting. We were all just doing
a phone party, and like I was in one room and you guys were like chilling in another, both doing your own thing, and like, you know, I don't know.
I love that, like, you just picked up and started playing for us for a little bit. Yeah. I was like, nice, I don't have to worry about music, because sometimes it's hard for me to sit in silence.
Yeah, it can definitely be like that for me. It really depends on my mood, I guess, but, you know, I'm sure, is that the same case with you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If I'm gonna like sit down and meditate or go to sleep, like,
yeah,
I prefer it to be quiet.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's weird. A lot of people that I know, they put on music when they're about to go to sleep, and I can see the merit in that. I've done that a couple times, but most of the time, if I'm listening to something before bed, it's gonna be something familiar. I'm not gonna try something out, and that really doesn't help with sleeping because you know.
Well, there's two parts of that. Like, if it's something like that you're familiar with, and especially if it's a song you like, you're gonna want to hear the song and like play the notes in your head as you're listening to them.
Yeah, and that requires a little bit too much focus to be conducive to sleep, you know.
But then if it's a song that you don't know, then you're like, it's like a new piece of candy you've never tried. Like,
yeah,
you gotta
explore
it and be like, oh shit, they went from G E F to,
you know, and insert interesting progression here. Oh man, it was okay. So this is kind of weird for me to bring up right now, I guess. I don't know, it's not new music at all, but you ever go back and listen to something and you hear something that you never heard before, or
someone who you know?
No, I mean, like, a song that you already know, that you've heard a million times, and you go back and listen. You know, a famous example is The Ocean by Led Zeppelin. Dun, dun, da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the middle of the second verse, if you listen real carefully, you can hear a phone ringing.
What?
Yeah, because it wasn't perfect sound isolation.
Was it an iPhone 6?
No, it isn't. Oh god. Oh man. No, unfortunately they were still on the iPhone 1. It was 1970 something.
I get it. It makes sense.
But yeah, no, I mean you can actually hear a telephone ringing, and you know, sound isolation wasn't perfect in their studio. I guess it was either like they were at the mansion that they used, or maybe they were in the mobile studio that the Rolling Stones let them use or something. I don't know what the exact story is anymore.
So either they were rich at their own mansion.
Yeah.
Or they were using their connects.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In the business, man.
Dude, seriously, that is the business. Shit. That's the way you get shit done. Like, I mean, you know, perfect example right here, you know, it's two buds in a room with a mic.
Chilling
and talking. Anyway, where I was going with that famous example, I just started listening to The Planets by Gustav Holst, and I use Google Play Music, you know, great app, fantastic app. I promise they're not paying me to say that. if that were the case, I would not be broke. right?
Not be going to Alaska for the summer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stuck, you know, doing 16-hour days for a whole summer.
Oh my god.
But it's a great app, and the particular album that I was listening to, I believe, I don't know who the director, who the conductor is, but it's the LA Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, you know, I'm a dedicated Bay Area sports fan. I will talk shit on anything to do with SoCal, but I gotta hand it to them. That is a class act symphony orchestra. They are on point. It's very nearly indistinguishable from the original. And so I'm listening to that. And it happens to also be on a compilation where it also has Also Sprach Zarathustra. I'm butchering my R's in that.
Can you say that again slower?
Also Sprach Zarathustra. Yeah. It's by Strauss, I think. I don't know. But 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
You know. Dun, 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 you know, so that's on
there. The THX sound. Like, if you go to the movie, yeah, if you go to the movies, and, like, right before the movie starts, they put on the,
you know, that thing?
That, and then, I think sometimes they do that, though.
Okay.
2000.
That's probably more recent. I mean, I don't go out and watch very many movies. I really need to get on that. But yeah, I mean, I've always seen the THX where it's the one that happens before Star Wars, and it's like this weird audio manipulation thing that somebody did back in the day. Anyway, it also, speaking of Star Wars, it has six pieces from Star Wars.
Oh, shit.
And One of them is from Return of the Jedi, and it's, you know, that final scene where Luke's on the Death Star and he's fighting Vader, and Palpatine's being a dick and being like, hey, you know, get butt hurt, you know, you know,
yeah,
you know, it's epic lightsaber battle. There's the space battle going on between the Empire and the Rebel fleets. Shit's getting all fucked up. Death Star is blowing shit out of the sky left and right, you know. And then, you know, so that the piece that's going on in there, it's funny enough called The Battle. And, you know, just I've been listening to this over and over and over, and I happened to start that up while I was trying to go to sleep one night, and I totally fucked myself. I was exhausted the next night. I mean, it would have probably been better if I'd have just pulled an all-nighter at that point, but, you know, I love that shit. Nothing gets me going like music, you know?
That's epic. My cousin and I...
Literally a space epic.
My cousin and I used to, like, battle each other.
Nice.
On who can go to sleep the fastest while listening to System of a Down.
Oh, man, I would lose so hard. I would lose so hard. I'd be fucking drumming along. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was the competition.
Please don't sue me.
Right. No, that was a cover. It's
a, you know. Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess enough is different about it. I guess maybe my Ben Queller cover is different enough to not get sued, although I did a very, very faithful reproduction of it, as faithfully as I could, which is kind of a double-edged
isn't
sword.
Isn't it like, whatever, like, if you're playing the music, it's not a big deal, because you're playing it yourself?
I don't know. How much money are you making off of this?
Okay. $0.
Yeah, it's, well, thanks. You're welcome for the free advertising, guys. Sorry, we're not. You know,
is that how it works? I gotta do my research.
I honestly have no idea.
I gotta do my research because that's actually something I'm looking into.
Yeah,
with especially
if they give a shit, they'll send you a C&D. You know, cease and desist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, for sure. Then I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, and then they'll make you take it down.
So, you know what I've been listening to lately when I go to sleep is. I go to YouTube and I type in 432 megahertz music.
Oh, yeah.
Have
it's,
you heard about that?
Yeah, the frequency of A, if you shift it down 8 hertz from 440 to 432,
mm-hmm.
I definitely know about this.
It's like it resonates with the human body better.
Yeah, and, you know, it could just be placebo effect, but,
maybe.
And if it works, it works. Fuck it. Who cares? But, you know, it is really cool. I have definitely noticed a difference.
Oh, you do that also?
I don't do it frequently, but I have done it. It was something I saw on Reddit a couple of years ago, and I went through and I explored. I was like, man, that's really cool. That's really cool.
I'm going to, if you ever make a second Reddit account, or a third, I don't know what number you're on now, but you should...
More than that.
You should make your new account name Reddit Renegade.
Oh, that's probably well past taken by now.
Oh, for sure. Are you going to look it up for me?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't know, dude, so I've been trying to get into lucid dreaming, and I've been getting...
That's a subreddit, isn't it? Do they have one for that?
Reddit? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because, so lucid dreaming is basically, like, being conscious in your dream, and then since you're not in real life, you can actually do whatever you want. Like, start flying. Like, if you ever had a flying dream...
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
Yep, Reddit Renegade taken. Account age is 236 days.
Damn it, that's actually not that old.
I know, right? It's less than a year.
If I had told you that when I first met you, you could have had Reddit Renegade.
This is pretty cool. This guy's, Oh. Okay, that link is not what I thought it was going to be.
Was it like some two girls in a cup porn or something?
It says amateur hot housewife gets showered by her husband's white cream, but the subreddit. Oh god, the subreddit is popping. It's, you know, zits, cysts.
Oh my god,
it's really, really gross, but I love it.
Boils.
It's
fucking warts.
Wow, this guy is a major contributor to this. Like, he's got, like...
Find you a new Reddit friend?
Oh, my God. So the first page, I'm using Alien Blue on my phone. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16 of, like, maybe 25 posts on the front page of searching for this guy. 16 of those posts are to popping, and they're, yeah, each of them is like,
oh my God.
Yeah, 50 something to like over 150 upvotes, or like total karma, I guess. I don't
maybe he's just providing a real service to people who need to know how to pop certain blemishes on their skin.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I could see that.
It's insane.
And it's so weird how popular that subreddit is. Like, God, dude. Oh, man. I love that shit. There's a subreddit for everything. And that's, again, a double-edged sword. There was one called Jailbait for a while. That was sketchy.
What?
Yeah, that was sketchy as fuck. Let's see. There's one where people will submit...
Can you talk on that point?
What? On the Jailbait one? Their tagline said, better than the preteen girls subreddit. Yeah. It's fucking sketchy. I didn't know what I was walking into.
You accidentally click on stuff on the internet.
It's a morbid curiosity thing. It's not even like I'm actually like an effect to this. You know, that's disgusting and horrible.
There was this band called...
Why am I laughing?
There's this band... I think they were based out of Antioch, and they were called RU36, and like the letter R, the letter U, the number 36, and they had a song called Pedophile.
Oh boy.
And I think the reason, to answer your question, the reason why we're both laughing is because it's an awkward topic, and for yeah. some people that's like a defense mechanism or a stress coping device.
Yeah.
Is to just... It's like when you laugh when someone gets hit by a train or something, because it's like, see? It's because it's so awkward and horrifying, but you're like, I don't know how to deal with this, let me just laugh.
Well, at this point, I mean, I don't know if that's a perfect example, because I mean, it's not like we're laughing, you know, we're laughing at the absurdity of laughing at something, which, that just went so meta. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Meta.
Meta. That's a hell of a phenomenon, also prevalent on the internet.
Also prominent on the TV show Community.
I have not seen that.
Please, if you get a chance. Are you bringing your computer with you?
No.
You're not allowed to do that.
I'm allowed to.
Are you bringing your phone with you?
Yeah, definitely. I watch Netflix on my phone. I watch Tiny Netflix. Judge me, motherfucker.
I watch Tiny Net. Is that what you call it when it's on your phone?
Yeah, I picked that up off my ex. she called it that, and it just stuck.
Can I start calling it that?
Yeah, of course.
What's your ex's name?
Her name's Camille. What up, Camille?
Camille, major ups to giving us the term mini Netflix. I'm using it.
By the way, you're cool as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Hope you're doing well. Wow, that I made that weird.
I was gonna say, and if not, it doesn't matter because I don't know you.
Yeah, it's okay. I actually do mean that. You're cool as fuck.
I wanted to ask you this. I've been meaning to ask you this.
He's grabbing something off his shelf. Oh, hey!
I made all of these guitar picks out of like credit cards and gift cards.
Nice.
You're welcome to look through that and take as many or all of them as you want.
I totally do the same thing.
And there's thin ones. There's thick ones. Nice. Yeah, they're from everywhere. Some of them have.
Dude, I have a shitload of gift cards from my work. Like,
some of them are credit cards.
You have a
cards.
Pick punch, yeah?
That's no, I was borrowing a pick punch.
Okay.
But like this has my last name. It's my old alcohol license from Nevada.
That's cool.
And, like, this has my first name. It's my old credit card.
Nice.
So.
That's cool.
Obviously, I don't think you would choose my name unless you want to keep a piece of me.
That's whatever.
But there's hella cool pictures in here. Like, that's
there's a subway. One, yeah.
Anyway.
I promise we're not being paid for this. Again, if you saw what my wardrobe and my bedroom looked like, you would laugh.
This is my... like membership card to a casino.
Nice.
That I used to be a member at because I'd cash my checks there and then go bowling.
Nice. Oh, dude. That's
my check.
That's a great day.
I would totally spend like half my check on bowling.
Jesus. how do you spend that much on bowling alone?
And drinks.
Oh.
And,
okay. Yeah, that's fair.
And sometimes I'd pay for other people.
So. Did you get paid, like, once every 2 weeks, or what was it?
Once a week.
What was the deal with that?
It was once a week, and I was getting a paycheck, and my tips were more than my paycheck.
Nice.
So, my paycheck was, like, my disposable income.
Okay, and so then your tips were what you actually, like,
lived off of and, like, bought groceries and paid rent with.
That's cool. Man, I'm excited about, you know, just talking about work. I'm getting so excited for next week. Fuck.
How long are you going to... So, what's the time frame? Like, when do you actually start work and when do you stop work? Because I know that there's also travel time.
I'm not exactly sure. I think... So, as far as I'm aware, the fishing season itself actually starts on the 29th for salmon. Don't quote me on that. You know, this is secondhand information with a very fallible memory. So, but... You know, I believe the actual season starts on the 29th. We'll be getting fish in probably that day from some of the smaller trawlers and shit like that. And so that's roughly when I'm going to start. It's going to be the end of September. Might even go as late as October. Depends on a number of factors.
Well, as long as you're back for my birthday.
Yeah. When's your birthday again? 17th of September?
October.
Okay. Yeah, I should totally be back by then. I'm going to play you another song real quick. This one involves the use of tools. This tool is called a capo, you guys. You can totally see.
Right, for those of you who are watching with your third eye.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is a band. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. They're from Melbourne, Australia. And I found out about this song from listening to this really awesome band. They were called Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. And if you know who they are, awesome. Fucking high five to you. They are truly one of the best bands. Personally, I don't care much for their later stuff. You know, but they're still active. Ted Leo is currently involved in a side project with somebody. Can't remember who that is, but the two of them make good music together. Anyway, so this band did a split with Ted Leo. They're called Blue Line Medic, and they're from Melbourne, Australia. And the song is called Red Signs, and I haven't been able to make any sense of it. It's just kind of a, you know, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Queen never made any sense with their lyrics, so I don't give a shit. Anyway... Red Signs. A small injustice at a toy store, and it's all over in 2 minutes, figure official. A small injustice at a toy store, and it's all over in 2 minutes, figure official. Leaning over the vehicle, read the red signs. The red signs. You should always first read the red signs. I can see the endless roads ahead, and I can see any shoes, and I can see any switches where the rocks would go through.
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that song. I don't know why.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's got a catchy fucking chords. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's upbeat, too.
It's definitely a little on the punky side, you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of unusual for me, but, you know, I dig it. It's got cool chords. I like those. It's not your standard, you know, 4-chord, 3-chord punk song, you know. I would absolutely recommend buying that album. It's called Sharkbite Sessions, and it's a split with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists and Blue Line Medic, recorded at Sharkbite Studios, actually out in Oakland, funny enough.
Oakland produces some good music.
Yeah, they fucking do. Have you ever been to the Oakland Music Complex?
No. I used to go to iMusicCast when it was open.
Okay.
When I was, like, a wee youngin'.
Yeah. Oakland Music Complex, for the uninitiated, is a giant-ass practice space. It's like a three- or four-story building, takes up an entire city block, and it is every single room in that building is a studio, a practice studio.
That reminds me of this place in Vegas. Have you ever seen that movie called...
There's good music out of Vegas, too. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now. But
I'm gonna look it up. There's this movie with Macaulay Culkin's brother.
He has siblings?
Who act.
Oh, man.
His name's Rory Culkin. And...
I'm guessing they're Scottish.
I don't know.
Just taking a stab in the dark right there.
I'll think of the name. I'll come back to you on that. But, yeah, so it was, like, this mansion, and it looked like it was, like, built by a bunch, like, in the Mexican era from when, the United States was part of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it was just, like, a 400 or 500-year-old building.
Oh, man,
and
that's sick.
There's hella rooms.
So it's, like, hella, like, Spanish-American architecture?
Like, it looks like it's made of adobe brick.
Oh, that's
and
badass.
It's just, the main entrance, you open the main doors, and there are these enormous doors.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's no, like, doors or anything. As soon as you open the doors, you walk up this giant flight of stairs. It's, like... it's really a two-story building, but I feel like the ceilings are high.
Yeah.
So there's hella more stairs. And,
yeah.
I
know that the Oakland Music Complex, the rooms are really, really tall. You know, it's probably twice as tall as this room, you know?
Shit.
We're in a standard, like, bedroom, you know, size room. And, yeah, no, I mean, that shit is so tall. Great for recording drums in, though, if you're trying to get a beefy, like, reverbed-out room sound. Did it over there for my friend's project. My buddy Kabir Kumar, he has a band called Sun Kin, like, Next of Kin. And there's a song that he wrote.
Sorry, real quick. It's called Electric Children.
Okay,
cool. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Watch that movie. So, it's kind of like... I'll give you the premise. This chick lives on, like, a Mormon family place.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mormon. I don't want to say that. What is it? They live, like...
Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, I think they are Latter-day Saints, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's one and the same. The terms are interchangeable.
I was gonna say like a hippie commune, but I don't think that's what it was. I think it was Latter-day Saints, which they're not even connected. It's not even the same principles between the two groups. But
I mean, there's sects of Latter-day Saints, you know, that do weird shit though. I mean, just like anybody, you know.
So she's talking to her mom one day, and like she knows that like, because she was old enough, I guess, when her mom married this guy. And so she knows that this guy isn't the dad.
Yeah.
So she, like, asks for stories of their dad once in a while.
Okay.
And then so she's, like, she goes off to find him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just the most... I watched this with some friends, and we called her a unicorn, because she will go into any situation, no matter how bad or how pleasant the situation is, with 100% just curiosity and, like, so much presentness. Like, she's just in the moment. Everything she does, and then it's cool. She meets up with this kid, Rory Culkin, who's Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Older or younger?
I don't know, man. I want to say younger.
I guess it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
but anyway,
it's not like I'm going on to date with him.
They go to this. I always called it the band house.
Okay.
Because it was like 100 rooms.
Nice.
And it was built like a house that you know was converted into, like, each room being...
it was kind of like sublet, you know?
A studio.
Yeah. That's cool.
People lived in there, man.
Oh, yeah.
They totally weren't supposed to, but yeah. people lived in there.
People aren't supposed to smoke weed, but...
but whatever. That happens.
Yeah. I guess it's legal in Alaska. That's going to be fun.
Wait, you said illegal?
No, it's legal. They legalized it about a year
ago. Isn't there, like, parts where prostitution's illegal in Alaska?
I don't know about prostitution.
Because I know that it happens.
Not to say that it doesn't happen, yeah. No, I mean...
Because I saw this whole documentary.
I believe Sitka has exactly 4 hookers. I think I know them all. yeah. No, I mean, you know, again, just to say, you know, saying that something is illegal just says very little about how often it happens.
That's true.
Yeah, where were we going with this? I can't remember.
Tangents. We were talking about tangents.
I don't know. Going back to the Oakland Music Complex and my story with the band. So Kabir Kumar, my buddy, he's got a band called Sunkin, and we were recording for a song called Someone Should, which is coming out on his next... Is that you? Nice. Sorry, he just pulled up a piece of his old ID with his face on it. Oh, I'm stealing that. but yeah, no. We were tracking for this song called Someone Should, and I was doing the drums, and I'm playing on this, like, stripped-down, shitty-ass... Ooh, is that a cat? Nice. I'm playing on this stripped-down, shitty-ass drum kit. It's like a kick and a floor tom that only has one head. And there's a snare, which was actually a really, really nice snare. I loved that thing. And, you know, had to cannibalize cymbals from, like, a bunch of shit in the room. And, like, pretty interesting setup. And it was really not that glorious. You know, people like to think about music that way, but really it's not... all the time. But terrible, terrible, awful drum set. The cymbals were great. We mic'd it in such a way where, you know, we had an overhead about 10 feet above, and we had a kick mic that was, you know, pushed out about 3 feet, you know, get the full waveform to form. Nerd speak. And then we had a dedicated snare mic, I think. I can't remember. But we mic'd it and, you know, manipulated the audio in such a way that it sounded like Jesus, dude. You know?
I imagine if Jesus floated down from the heavens, that there would be an audible vibration of just glory and
rapture. Yeah, dude.
Like, it would make sense to everyone, and it would just be like,
whoa. I remember the first time I heard anybody say, man, that sounds like Jesus. It was so fucking funny. It was in high school. I was a freshman or something. And we were in symphonic band, and this guy, we pull out these symphonic chimes, which were they're kind of like wind chimes, you know, long tube, and it's percussive, so you take a mallet and you hit one end of it, and it goes ding dong, you know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like a clock when you hear, you know, a grandfather clock go off, kind of sounds like that, but obviously way way better and way more options, you know. For what notes you want to play, you know, full chromatic scale and everything. And this guy Aaron Ferguson, I think, and he was playing these. I don't think he'd ever played them before, but it was analogous to, you know, a glockenspiel or something, or a xylophone,
which I just figured out what a glockenspiel was the other day.
Nice.
Brandon got one.
Nice. And so fucking Aaron's playing this thing, he's like bong bong bong, and he's like, dude, it sounds like Jesus. And, like, you can just see in his face, he was lit as fuck. Like, he probably smoked 2 bowls before band. Like,
oh, man.
And probably one in the, on the...
What was his name?
His name was Aaron.
What's his address?
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's a misdemeanor now, and this is all hearsay anyway, so... Ha! Suck it! Prosecutors. I know some of the law. Ooh, this is a bald eagle. I hate those fuckers. Having
damn been, their majesties.
Having been to Alaska before, yeah, those are majestic birds until they start, like, cracking fucking seashells in your driveway, and then they forget where they've left one. And they don't have really good close-up vision because they got, you know, eagle eyes, you know, duh. yeah, they can spot shit hella far away, but up close it's like, what the fuck?
Just blind as shit.
You know, it's right in front of your nose. I guess that's probably where that term even came from.
That's where toucan sand comes in.
Yeah, yeah, he follows his nose. But, you know, if they'd have followed their goddamn nose, they would have smelled the rotten-ass clams that they dropped in my fucking driveway.
Goddamn.
Actually, they probably did that on purpose, too, just left them. Because, well, he wants to eat rotten clams. yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty clever what they do. I mean, I gotta hand it to them. That's
animals are pretty smart.
Yeah.
The crows will memorize your face, and if you piss they'll come and attack you.
Yeah,
they'll come in force.
They'll definitely remember people who have been dicks to them. You know, that's pretty awesome. I saw, I was on Reddit, you know, coming back full circle. I was on Reddit the other day, and I saw an Imgur album, and it was a crow that found a bunch of, like, cooked rice on a plate. So fortunately it wasn't, like, uncooked where it would have expanded with his stomach stuff and killed him. It was already cooked rice. And so here he is eating the rice, and then motherfucker picks up the plate with his beak, and he flies over to a trash bin and drops that bitch in there.
What the fuck?
What? Yeah,
crows,
dude,
are so smart.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was so good. Like, you know.
Fuck you, Edgar Allan Poe. You wrote about the wrong bird.
Well, ravens are badass. I mean, shit. I don't believe crows and ravens are the same thing.
No, they're different.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, I haven't actually done the research. I know the ravens up in Alaska are badass, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How big do those things get? Like, huge, right?
They're...
Like parrot
pretty
size.
Pretty fucking big, yeah. I mean, you know, parrots are different sizes depending on, you know. We're talking like, a full cubit, though, and that's just, you know, tip to tail.
I love
wingspan
that term,
wise.
Cubit.
Yeah, cubit.
I love it when people use that. And I've actually been hearing people use the term cubit more often, so I'm going to start using it.
Well, I mean,
it.
You don't always have a tape measure handy, so...
I mean, you know, that's what Noah
you
does.
Always got... Well, I mean, theoretically, unless you're getting shit hacked off or something, you know.
Even if you steal an apple and they cut your hand off at the wrist, you still have a cubit as a measuring unit.
If you have your other hand, I guess.
I thought it was from here to here.
No, it's elbow to tip of your middle finger.
Oh, I thought it was elbow to wrist.
Yeah. At least I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know, it's look-upable, you know, it's not particularly hard, and it doesn't really matter anyway. You know, that's a difference of, like, 5-6, well, actually, that's a pretty significant difference, that's like a third, you know. 5 inches definitely matters. I'm looking at you, ladies. yep. Dragging it to the gutter. Dragging it right to the gutter.
No, you're right. Tip of the middle of the finger.
Yes! Yay, useless trivia.
Generally taken as equal to 18 inches. Take that, ladies.
Oh, man. I could, yeah, that's terrifying. I have never taken a dick in my life, but that makes the vagina of my brain hurt, you know? Oh man.
Poor girl. This is what we talk about.
Yep, this is boy talk.
You got real locker room up in here.
We've straight up been going for a good 40 minutes, dude. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I mean, you and I talk forever anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you trying to say that you're tired? You bored?
No, not at all. I do kind of want a cigarette, but I ran out.
We can pause this, go to cut to commercial, and then come back.
Cut to commercial, because we totally have commercials.
I was thinking about making some fake ads.
And that'd be so funny.
Because I used to write a lot and write stories. So really, I was thinking about writing comedic stuff, not to, like, ever perform, but just for this.
Yeah.
Writing some comedy.
Oh, dude, I mean, have you ever listened to K-Pig?
Nah.
It's this radio station. They're based in, fuck, where are they based in? They're somewhere on the Central Coast. They have a repeater out in San Francisco, and so if you drive over the Hayward Hill, you can catch a little bit of it with pretty decent quality. But it's kind of the remnants of a previous radio station from the 70s. in maybe the 80s. I don't really know the exact history, but it was called KFAT.
I thought you said it was K-Pig.
Yeah, but K-Pig is the revival of it.
Oh, okay.
In a sense. Definitely a spiritual revival. I believe they even have some of the same personalities on there. Anyway, they had these fake ads for, like, a fair, I guess. My dad actually, like, taped it off the air, you know, for hours at a time, and he, you know, he's dug through them and, you know, found old songs that, you know, he wanted to look up and find higher quality versions of, because obviously you're not going to get the greatest quality on a cassette tape, you know, that's 30 years old, that was recorded off the radio. You know, that's never going to happen. So he was digging through, and he found this commercial, and he added it to a mix that he made for some event where the family came over, and it's this guy in a British accent, and come over to, you know, insert venue here, for the shirt event, you know, for the shirt event, you know, the shirt event will be quite fantastic. You can watch people, you know, displaying their shirts, you know.
Super low emphasis on the R.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and they got away with that, dude. Like,
oh my god.
I actually can't tell if the 70s was more of a prudish society or less of one. You know, not having been there. But you know, that just cracks me up.
That is hilarious.
Do you do you ever watch Mad Men?
No, I don't.
It's difficult to stomach early on in the show. You know, it's very much a timepiece of the 60s. I think it starts in 1959 or something.
Okay.
But, you know, it's... The initial seasons... Okay, here's the thing. It's very much a timepiece.
I listened to an interview with the person who wrote that show.
Yeah.
And he was saying...
John Hamm?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He's also the actor who plays the lead character, too.
Oh, really?
And he does a damn good... Yeah, Don Draper. He does a damn good job of it. Anyway, carry on.
I don't think it was John Hamm. I could look it up, but I'm not going to.
Well, I know, I believe he's the executive producer and the creator.
The creator said that he wrote the pilot 7 years before that first episode even aired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he wrote that, and then, like, after he wrote that, he started working for The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
And then he waited till...
Well, that, I mean, I've never seen The Sopranos, but, you know, Mad Men is an incredibly high-quality show.
He was saying the thing that's different about Mad Men is, like, in most shows, you always look for, like, some kind of, like, moral change in the lead character, mm-hmm. or some kind of, like, epiphany that the characters come to. Mm-hmm. And he was saying the one different thing with Mad Men is, like, no, these guys are the same guys mm-hmm. throughout the entire show.
Yeah, it's cool because, you know, it's considerably more realistic interaction between humans than, you know, you will see in a lot of shows. For example, you know, Firefly, which is...
Your favorite show of all time.
Yeah, I have a tattoo of Serenity chilling on my chest. I love that show. But it's, you know, I also am fully happy to accept the fact that it's sci-fi-ish fantasy, you know. Definitely a space western. You know, but that's one of the reasons I love it. One of the reasons I love Mad Men is something totally different, which is the fact that, you know, sometimes people will learn their lesson, and that's true in the show, and sometimes people will not learn their lesson, and again, that's very much true. I can think of a particular example where, you know, a character, you know, is in a type of relationship with somebody, and then they up and decide that, okay, well, I'm actually seeing this person on the side too, and I want to be with them instead. And you're looking on, and, like, you know, obviously they meant it this way, but, you know, you're looking on and you're just like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? This person is perfect. They are single-handedly, you know, and just, you know, it's like second nature. Like, you don't even have to think about it. Like, this person is helping you out so much, and, you know, you're really becoming a better person because of your exposure to this person. And now you're going and doing this. Fuck you, man.
You're going back into the black hole cycle.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, people never learn that lesson. And
some people, I think, do have presence of mind in that situation.
Yeah.
But they're also afraid of being a better person.
Yeah.
Some people are afraid of being good.
I've definitely experienced that myself. I mean, you know, and some of that might have to do with, you know, low self-esteem at different points in my life, and, you know, didn't want to, you know, I felt like I deserved to be a shitty person because, you know, I felt so shitty.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, not to take that down a dark path or anything, you know, I promise I'm doing fine, guys. But, you know, it can certainly have an effect on your decisions, you know, your attitudes, you know, and all that has an effect on your actions. And, you know, sometimes you can get yourself in a vicious cycle and, you know, like you were saying, going back into that black hole, you know.
I feel it.
Yeah. What interests me the most about that show is, well, I mean, maybe not the most, but it definitely is prominent, is that there's a lot of infidelity.
Yeah.
A lot of infidelity. Like, yeah. Holy shit, you've been banging him out, dude. It's to the point where my friend Kabir with the band out in Oakland, he gave the main character a nickname. Instead of Don Draper, it's Dong Draper.
Dong Draper.
Dong Draper.
Oh, Dong Draper.
Like penis, you know. Don the Dong, man.
I was listening to Comedy Bang Bang the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar.
I'm not familiar.
It's just a comedy podcast, also a comedy television show.
Okay.
And one of the guests was like, I'm going to make a new podcast. It's going to be called Slang and Tang.
Slang and... Wow!
No, it's going to be Talk and Tang, where I talk about Slang and Tang.
Wow. Damn.
And obviously it was a joke, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. That's Cards Against Humanity level.
Like, I feel like if there was a podcast called Talk and Tang...
Yeah.
It should totally be, like, partner podcasts with the Positive Herpes podcast.
Oh, man.
We got one more song. Patrick James has to play it for us. He doesn't have to. He actually volunteered to.
Yeah.
But he's got to get going. Duty calls.
Life happens. Don't know what I want to play just yet. I was thinking of a couple options. One was another Ben Quiller song.
Can you play Mr. Postman? By...
Oh, man, I wish.
Just because we were talking about how we're waiting on the postman, and it's a different post guy, and he has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's probably just new. Something like that. Anyway, I'm going to be using Nate's old ID as a guitar pick. It has like, half of his face on it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's all clean-shaven, which is fucking weird.
A friend of mine has a guitar pick hole punch, and you can put basically any kind of card you want.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Pogs.
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit, I never even thought of that.
But, alright.
What are my options?
Play Stairway to Heaven, man.
Oh, man, I did that last night at my jam night, and it was a fucking disaster, let me tell you. It was a fun disaster, but it was still a disaster. Everybody seemed to dig it, though. Fuck it, I'm just gonna do the other Ben Quiller song.
You don't have any originals?
I do, but I'm kinda self-conscious about them.
No, play them, play an original.
Oh, man, I can't.
Do it, man.
Do it. I'm gonna do Ben Quiller. This one's called Lizzie. It has some really cool guitar work. It has some nice imagery. I like it. I like it a lot. The song's called Lizzie. And both of those songs that I've played of his tonight, today, it's like three.
Whenever you're listening to this, dear listener.
Both of the songs that I've played for you this hour have been, of his, I should qualify that. They've been off his album, Sha Sha. It's really good. It came out in like 2002. This one, I haven't actually done any research on it, haven't sent him any questions. But from the sounds of it, you know, he's adapting to air travel in a post-9/11 world, a freshly post-9/11 world. And, you know, there's a verse in there. Anyway, that's just my interpretation. Hope you like the song. It's called Lizzie. Thank you.
singularities are shown in this life again. Like Mama said, don't you let it go to your head when you know you're being fed. I'm so proud to know you, Lizzie. I'll write, I'll see.
Thing that he does.
I like that part where it goes, it happened twice during the song and then at the very end.
Oh yeah, yeah, I like that riff. That was the first thing I heard on that song. I was just like, oh yeah, no, that's juicy.
Yeah, I thought that, like, out of all the riffs in that song and the chord progressions, I really like that riff, I think, the most.
Yeah,
and I know that there's so much to that song, but
yeah,
I get caught up in my head a lot, and I
no,
really,
it's okay. It's really the same.
No. And what I liked about that song is his line, like, "And Mother said, like, don't let it go to your head."
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah. You know, when you know you're being fed, when you know your book is red, when your town is painted red, you know, I assume that's you painting the town. I wonder where that term came from.
Painting the town red.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like causing destruction, right?
I guess.
Going around town and just being a miscreant.
I guess. I mean, you know, I never really
like being
thought
a wild kid. I think that's what it means, right?
Yeah. Why red, though?
That conjures
images of blood, I guess. But you know, maybe it's from getting in bar fights or something. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Worth thinking about. This thing makes for a good pick, dude.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been using credit cards and, like, you know, gift cards from my work and all that.
Do you cut them up, or do you just use them as...
I had the pick punch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have one?
Somewhere. It's, oh, shit. I have a stack of like 50 gift cards from my work.
You can look through these if you want to. Look, dude, look.
What the shit? Jabberwockies? What is this?
This was a door lock key at a casino I stayed at.
Nice.
Yeah, I got two
of them.
That's
cool.
I can't give you my old driver's
license. The Luxor. Nice.
Hey, look at this one.
Oh, dude. That's not even a... That's a membership card.
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually have to update my membership card because I have a new phone number.
Yeah. You know how to do that, right?
I have to get a whole new form.
No. You take this 11-digit number here and you go to that website.
Oh.
And it says, update your Club Bev account anytime at bevmo.com/myclubbev. And then you take that number right there.
I'm glad you told me, because there's a coworker you have who will not be named, but she told me.
Is she the really dumb one?
Yeah, but she won't be named. She told me that I have
Waka
to
waka!
Just...
Is that the one? Yeah. I'm a really, really... I am such a bad person.
Dude, don't
person
say this one out loud, but look at this card.
Nice. kind of figures you would have that.
It's old. That one's expired. I have that.
Oh, that's old school. What the... What?
I have that.
Dude, what's up, emo kid? That's fucking funny. Eyes, bro. Your eyes are bro.
Because they couldn't just write brown.
I'm surprised this is expired. It's the exact same fucking format as the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Or as the current one, I mean.
We're looking through my old driver's licenses, which for some reason I still have.
Yeah.
I like
keeping old IDs. I still have two old passports, you know. Passports especially, because they have marks of distinction that you gather over time.
My old passport, which I think is good for one more year, has been stolen.
Ooh, you definitely should report that.
I know. Well,
to the State Department.
I know. I gotta get on that. The problem is I didn't realize it was stolen until years after it was stolen.
Oh shit! Was somebody traveling on it?
I have no idea. I mean, is that bad?
Well, if you didn't realize that it was probably stolen, then you know it's not your fault. You know, plausible deniability. But now that you know, you should probably report it.
For sure. Yeah, I need to get on that.
It's identity theft, and people could be. I mean. You know, I'm not going to reveal my source because it's kind of a sensitivity issue. But I have a very, very reliable source that says that people use those and repurpose them with new photos, information, and create really, really convincing fake passports.
Using all your name and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, and they can, like, put their own picture in it and, you know, copy the watermark pretty well. Yeah.
Good to know.
A lot of times, you know, there's no mag strip. There's the chipped ones that, you know, the old ones without the chip are, I think they're all expired now. Because I was one of the first runs of the chipped ones, I was told when I got it. I was part of a test batch to ensure security, and it turns out, you know, it works really well. It's really hard to falsify that info. Stick it on an RFID chip and, you know, you're good to go.
That's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, actually, you know, at this point, you know, definitely look into it.
Yeah,
The passport might be expired by now, so it might not be something to worry about, but worth checking.
It expires next year.
Okay.
So...
When did mine expire? I think mine expired 2013.
Yeah, I want to do some more traveling in life.
Yeah.
I told you I was looking into the Workaway website.
Yeah, we talked about that before we started recording. That's pretty cool. You can go away for a while and...
And people are willing to, like, house you and feed you and pay you for work.
Shit. So, I think I'm actually late.
Okay, we're gonna go. Sorry, guys.
I have to cut it short in the middle of a really interesting topic, but he'll probably cover that more later on. So
for sure, good having you over. Thanks for allowing me to like record this totally impromptu.
yeah, we had no idea we were gonna do this today.
Awesome recording, but awesome just hangout session also. All right,
hells yeah.
Bye.
I hope you had fun sitting in with your boy Nate Cubs and his boy Pat James as we hung out probably for the last time before we went off to Alaska. Like I said, he's one of the most talented musicians I've met. Really good. He's always down to play some guitar, even if it's just friends on their phones. He'll pick up a guitar and entertain everyone just so that there's no dead silence. There's a couple plugs I wanted to give him some shout-outs for. He couldn't stay and give them himself. He actually kind of had to go. Like I said, he's a slippery fish. So if you want to check out his old music with his old band, you can go to troubadour.bandcamp.com, and that's spelled TROUBADOR.bandcamp.com. Or if you want to listen to some of Patrick's current music, you can go to his SoundCloud page. His username is Kim Jong Sik. That's KimJongSik. And that's all one word, Kim Jong Sik. And there you can find some covers that he's done. You can also find a few original tracks. For anyone who knows Patrick, you know he never plays originals, and you know that he never lets anyone hear him play his originals. I'm so excited that he let me advertise his SoundCloud page. One last thing. If you want to check out his new project, something he's working on right now, his new project is called Kanye Twitty, and that's KanyeTwitty. You can find that at facebook.com/KanyeTwitty. This week I don't have a musical guest because I really just wanted to feature my friend Patrick. So if you liked his music and if you liked his singing, if you liked his personality, or even if you didn't but you're bored and you're on the internet because who hasn't been there, I say just go check him out in any one of those three spots. I highly recommend the SoundCloud though because it does have his original pieces in there. Anyway, thank you once again for joining me at the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. I've been your boy, Nate Cubs, and I will continue to be Nate Cubs. Also, you can find me on, Instagram, Twitter, and now Periscope. All three of those, you can find me at Positive Herpes. You can find me on facebook.com/Positive Herpes. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment in your favorite app, iTunes, Stitcher, all of them, really. Also, if you have any just personal questions that you don't want Big Brother looking at, you can email me at positiveherpes@gmail.com. And until next week, peace.